Hello, this is podcast number 3. I'm Sophia Henninger.
I'm Chelsea Jeanette Smith.
Chris Vaccaro.
I'm Diana.
And we are still talking about How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff. Now, we just started talking about this,
what part? Chapter 7.
Chapter 7.
Which is the semi-attached figure. And they're talking about how, well, what type of germs causes colds and what they can do about it.
Just the germs that do colds?
Mm-hmm. Alright, yeah, back to the cold thing. They went from talking about colds to talking about black people.
And then talking about guns. And then talking about cigarette smokers. How are you going to do that? Like, you confusing me.
Yeah, did they really connect it in any way?
It's really confusing. No.
The only way I think you can connect it is through statistics. You know that? Because,
They did kind of connect it, though. They was trying to say they wanted to do a poll on what type of germs cause colds. And then they were talking about how, in the polls, some people were being prejudiced.
And you can name, like, the percentage of people.
Do you think that happens with polls all the time, that there's prejudice in them?
Yeah, I would think so.
Like, they wonder who will vote more. Would it be the black people?
For Obama.
Or the Caucasian.
Right, there you go. That's a perfect example.
They thought that most black people would vote for Obama. But I knew some black people that didn't even vote for Obama.
Exactly, me too. But that's so stereotypical. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, so back to the book.
You said it jumped from
Then they started talking about cigarette smoking.
And then it jumps from cigarette smokers to car accidents.
Talk about your car accident.
It says how you can use accident statistics to scare yourself to death. And I'm like, what is going on? So I read a little bit more, right? And then it talked about how and compared to the present time, there were more people were killed in airplanes than they were in 1910. So they're trying to say that airplanes are more dangerous now than they were back then, which is crazy. But then the book is saying that is just all nonsense.
Oh, well, yeah. Because today so many more people use airplanes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
And then it was saying how in steam railroads in one recent year, there was 4,712 deaths. And,
that's about the end of chapter 7. So in chapter 8, in Post Hoc Rise Again, they are talking about whether cigarette smokers make lower college grades than non-smokers. But they said it turned out that they did. I don't really believe it, though.
Well, look, I believe that if you just put your head to anything you do, you can
succeed. I don't think it's
succeed.
Matter whether you smoke cigarettes or not.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I think they just targeted like a certain type of group that smoke.
It's a stereotype.
I think this comes back to like how, you know, polls and statistics, like, it doesn't always tell you the truth. Like, there's no way to get, you know, the sense of it from an entire group of people without there being any type of lying or prejudice or anything you just missed. It's just impossible.
And they saying smoking makes dual minds. I'm just like, what?
Wait, smoking what? Like, what are you talking?
Smoking cigarettes.
Not weed.
Not
weed. Y'all tripping. So like, that's not true.
Right. Sophie. Ooh.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't think that's.
And then they go to like, talking about medical statistics and stuff like that, where they're looking at like cause and effect on nature of like a matter of speculations. And it says it's a real statistical fact that someone has it is a real statistical fact that there is a close relationship between the salaries of Presbyterian ministers and Massachusetts and the price of rum and Havana.
You said what?
Havana.
Havana.
Havana. Ha 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 ha.
What are you saying, Chelsea?
All right, so then after Chris was just on page 90, when you look at page 94, it switched it up and was talking about, like, the true and false, popular notions, true or false. So it says, what effect does going to college have on your chances of remaining unmarried? If you're a woman, it skyrockets your chances. Yeah. The answer is, if you're a woman, it skyrockets your chances of becoming an old maid. But if you're a man, it has the opposite effect. It minimizes your chances of staying a bachelor. And then it talks about how Cornell University made a study of 1,500 typical middle-aged college students. Of the men, 93% college graduates, you right? Of the men, 93% were married, compared to 83% for the general population. But of the middle-aged women graduates, only 65% were unmarried. Spinsters were relatively three times as numerous among college graduates as among women of the general population.
Quote unquote.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking about that, like, so are they basically saying that since a woman has an education, now her chances of getting married are slim to none, pretty much?
Basically, just because, I'm reading right here. So
I just don't,
because most of the time, you got these housewives up here that don't do nothing, that don't go to work. So they're not really expecting
that booty,
like,
what you mean?
That don't go to work, so they're just expecting them to, like, you know, be housewives, do dishes, clean the house. I have to do anything.
I don't get it. Like, I'm stuck right here. Like, I would think that the girl that goes to college and gets her degree would be more likely
to get married
and have a man.
I think they're looking at it like, oh, a man sees a woman that's being successful and she's making more money than him. He's like, no, I don't want that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
but, like, I'm wondering what they're trying to prove.
That's all
that.
Pride.
That's
I don't like
too,
that.
Yeah.
That's
like,
all pride. That's all man
that's
pride.
That's just weird. Like, how they're going to say that
it
doesn't make
sense.
Yeah.
That's
as
pride.
A whole. That's
mm-hmm.
weird. So, yeah. Keep it going.
And then, let's see.
They start digging into, like, cancer and stuff around, like,
the next page.
New England, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Switzerland, where a lot of the milk is produced and consumed.
They were saying that English
milk.
Woman.
Oh, milk.
What was that?
Was living an average of 12 years longer than Japanese woman. Why? Are you saying why or not? That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, they were saying with cancer.
Oh, yeah, with cancer.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was reading.
So they're saying, wait, you said British
women. They're saying that English women live longer than Japanese.
That have cancer?
They have cancer.
By 12 years, that's
crazy. By 12 years.
Do they say what backs it up? Yeah, like why they're living longer.
I think I was just.
Didn't I just read about the milk, was it?
Yeah, I think that's what it has to do with.
Because
I was just reading the same thing and stuff. Milk. And she was like, milk?
This is what's confusing me about the statistics. Like, yeah, I know this number is about how, I mean, this book is about how the numbers lie to you, but like some of the stuff they're bringing up, I don't understand why they don't talk about the science behind it, like why that's making the difference, or like why that makes the statistic more likely to be true or false.
Yeah, and it's like the little things they point out, like going back to this milk thing, it says, also it was pointed out, milk-drinking English women get some kinds of cancer 18 times as frequently as Japanese women who seldom drink milk. So they're just, that's weird.
Saying that milk causes cancer?
That's what I'm getting from it.
That's what I'm getting from it. That's exactly
that's
what I'm getting from
it. I love milk. Don't
right
do
now,
that.
I love cookies.
I love milk, too.
That's what I took from it. That doesn't make sense to me either.
It's strange. It's like
they say it's a good thing too.
Wait, what?
Milk is supposed to help
strange
your bones.
How,
milk is supposed to help your teeth. I don't get it. Like,
yeah, they do say all that. And
I feel like
a lot of milk. They make all these commercials about how people should drink milk, and they gonna say this.
Yeah.
All these commercials.
Yeah, help
stuff.
Your bones, but you'll still get cancer. No,
you just can't win.
I think
and
it's
then,
weird.
What does it have to do with English women and Japanese women?
Right.
And what about them? See, they looking at these specific group of people in this book. Like, they don't look at a whole. They look at specific.
It's not like a random type thing where they just took a whole bunch from different races and stuff like that. Compared,
what about all the other countries and people?
What does that mean for
and their diets? Like, it's weird.
Right.
All the other races. What's their chances of getting cancer compared to everybody else? That's not.